flood not factual, says famous museum?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of a major creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, I understand that the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. has publicly questioned the historical accuracy of Noah's flood.
Sadly, this tax-supported research facility, with its many famous museums, has become one of the greatest evolutionary propaganda machines in the world. And one way they're doing this is to question and undermine the history of Noah's flood in the Bible. The Smithsonian now has an official statement on the Bible's accuracy concerning a global flood. It says, quote, "The occurrence of a flood story in the Bible, as well as in other folk traditions, does hint that there may have been enormous flooding in a far distant time. However, after literally hundreds of archaeological excavations, no all-encompassing flood stratum has ever been found." End of quote. In actual fact, there are billions of dead things buried in rock layers all over the earth, and they look at that and they can't see it is the evidence for the flood. As I've said frequently, Satan knows that the easiest way to undermine Christianity is to attack what Genesis says about creation and Noah's flood, and its geology, biology, anthropology, and so on, which are foundational to the whole of Christianity. The Smithsonian is a part of the worldwide attack on the Bible and Christianity, and we see the results in the collapsing Christian influence in the Western world.
Read Ken Ham's fascinating booklet on the origin of races when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.